Anyway, it's good to see everybody this morning. How are you? Everybody awake? It's good to be seen. There you go, Irene. It's good to be seen. We're going to start a series today. It's going to go today, next week, and into Easter Sunday called Power in the Name. And the power in the name, of course, that name is Jesus. The subtitle of this sermon today, though, is Pursuing Jesus and Seeing His Power in your life. And so I thought it only fitting as we begin this series, I wanted somebody to come up who has a powerful testimony of God, him seeing the power of God in his life and the transformation that took place. Come on up, Rich. Come on up, Rich.
Yeah, go ahead, go ahead. Thank you. Thank you. So, I'm just here to share my testimony. I grew up Catholic. Did all the Catholic things. You know, I went to Catholic school, was at church every Sunday. Really, really wanted to believe. But for me, the blind faith just didn't work for me. I just wasn't feeling it. It didn't click. So as soon as I was done with school, it all kind of fell apart. And, you know, I guess it was probably for about a good 9 years. I was just kind of drifting. I didn't have any kind of foundation. Just kind of drifting from ideology to ideology. Eventually I come to ECU in the fall. It's about the first week of class, the end of the first week. I haven't really met anyone yet. I forgot how to join clubs, and apparently I didn't really want to research that. So I saw the banner for VCM in the mall, and I thought, you know, Christians really like to convert people, so they'll probably be super friendly to me. So at least I'll meet a lot of friendly people. So I'm being honest here. I'm being honest. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go there. So show up there on Thursday. It's cool. Everyone's friendly, just as I predicted. And, you know, Blake gets up and starts preaching, and he gets to this point where he's talking about having a God-given purpose, and it hits me. I don't really have a purpose. I mean, sure, I'm here. I'm studying biology. I'm thinking I want to do something in the medical field. But really, I just want money, and I want to be comfortable. And so I have no purpose. That's, like, not a real purpose. So I'm fired up by the message. I go up afterwards and talk to Blake, and we start talking. We start meeting regularly, going over the purple book. You know, he kind of explains the gospel in a way that I've never really heard, even though I grew up in the church, that it's really not about anything we can do. It's about what Jesus does for us. And I'm really liking this. I'm like, oh, this is a cool message, you know, and I'm meeting people. That's cool, too. And so I'm doing that, but it's still not clicking. And so I find myself in a small group, and one day we're going over the book of Jonah, and I'm thinking, wow, guy gets beaten by a big fish, gets spit out. That's cool. But what does it have? How does it apply to me? Like, that doesn't, I was just like, whatever. So we're talking about it, and I realize while we're going over it, I've been in the belly of the whale for the past 9 years. Yeah. And so it hit, and then I just feel, as soon as I have that thought, it strikes me. My body kind of is just filled with this fire, this feeling I've never felt before. And I'm like, I'm shaking, you know, I'm just feeling this feeling. And like, and now I know it's the Holy Spirit, but I knew it was God. And there was, it was just undeniable to me in that moment that that was God. So, but you know, a couple weeks go by, you kind of explain away anything. So I'm like, oh, well, it could be this, it could be that, you know, it could be anything. But I find myself, I start going to church here at GCF. Second time I'm here, I'm sitting right back there. And during praise and worship, in the course of praise and worship, I'm feeling kind of disconnected. I'm feeling I don't belong here. I'm probably not meant to be a Christian. I don't fit into the mold. So I probably pray for probably the first time in my life. And the prayer, I prayed, God, can you let my shield down? And when I'm saying that, I'm thinking, let my shield down to the people around me, the shield I put up to everybody. But God shows me the shield I was putting up was to him. And in that moment, I get that sensation again. That can only be the Holy Spirit, and except it's more intense this time. And I can't stop